This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
A man has been labeled a bad neighbor.
Uh-oh.
In Florida. Once again, Florida. What would we do without Florida? God love him. He was seen unplugging a kid's bounce house, causing it to deflate with nearly a dozen children inside during a child's first birthday party.
Oh, first.
They should get him and tie him to a chair and then plug it in.
Police canvassed the area, but could not identify
the man. You want to give him... Death penalty.
Yeah. No, no, just enough to make him defecate all over himself and then sit there in the sun for a few hours.
All right.
What a jerk. Yeah, this is the white jerk that gave smallpox to the Native Americans. Here you
what?
Go.
That is a, yeah. Am I the only one that totally lost you right
that's
there?
It's a hell of a leap, but...
what a jerk.
That's the same type of attitude.
Yes.
That delivered smallpox
yes.
to the Americans. Okay.
I'm going
to
potentially potentially suffocate young children having fun.
So ethnic cleansing, unplugging a bounce house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah. No, this guy can't be beaten about the face enough for me.
I think probably a stiff fine and a promise to never do it again.
No. Something humiliating and life-ruining would be good for
me. All right.
But the kids are all okay.
Kids are okay now.
I love a good bounce house.
Do you?
Have you ever heard kids in a bounce house if you're not
sure.
part of the party?
They're loud.
It. Yeah.
So what? They're kids. They're having
they're
fun.
They're a little loud.
Well, maybe this guy's been on Earth too long. Why does if it's too loud, leave the planet?
Chick, would you unplug a bounce house?
I'm sorry. What's the question?
Would you unplug a bounce house?
Would I unplug the bounce?
Yeah. If you were trying to do you were trying to nap or you
I was
trying,
trying to nap. I was my evening devotional.
Right.
Was trying to meditate. I might unplug a bounce house.
Yeah.
I might.
Well, judging by that photo, if he lives in Florida, skin cancer will get him.
Okay.
He looks a reddish hair, bald head. He's out anyway. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well.
The sun will take him out. That's the big problem with the bounce house. You always get the one kid who's grown up a little too quick. He's in the first grade. But
you mean the bounce house bully?
He's, you know, 5'10", 220.
Yeah. 5'10", 220 is a first grader?
Well, you know.
That's right. Strength of an ape, you know.
There's yeah. always that one kid. Maybe a little too big for the bounce house.
Uh-huh.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay. What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.